So have you ever thought about your worldview? I mean, really examined it and tested it and poked holes in it? What's a worldview anyway? You know, simply a worldview is a set of beliefs that you hold true and you live by. You know, it's that special pair of goggles that you put on every morning that allows you to kind of see the world through your own version of reality. You know, a worldview can be conscious or subconscious, consistent or inconsistent. You know, true or even partially true or entirely false. And whether we realize it or not, worldviews are fundamental. They provide the foundation for our moral values and our corresponding actions. You know, our worldview provides that holistic perspective from which we interpret the ambiguous evidence in our world, you know, in our life. And when we're confronted with more than one plausible interpretation, we always kind of interpret the evidence in a manner that's consistent with how we already see the world. You know what I mean? There's this major problem associated with worldviews, and that's that no worldview represents total knowledge. No human knows 100% of everything. I mean, in fact, you know, Thomas Edison is thought to have said that we don't know a millionth of 1% about anything. And yet, remarkably, we all have a worldview, you know, which is this crazy mix of knowledge and speculation and ignorance. This, of course, means that worldviews can be wrong. I mean, even if we have all the knowable facts down tight, I can still have errors in some of my speculations. Does that make sense? I mean, consider this. From our observation point, okay, it seems that it's rather obvious that the sun moves around the earth. I mean, it appears to rise in the east every morning, and then it sets in the west every evening, right? So a person who was ignorant of modern astronomy would find that it's pretty indisputable that the sun revolves around the earth each and every day, right? But without modern technology, someone can have all the knowable facts down tight and still think that the sun circles the earth. And this, of course, was the case for thousands of years. Okay, so what's my point? My point is that a perfectly rational worldview can be terribly wrong. I mean, even the most educated person alive can hold a false view of reality. So I ask again, have you really examined your worldview lately? Is your belief system really supported by reality?